defining the scope and identifying internal controls or falling are they covered in this step? Reliance on systems or programs that are inaccurately processing data or processing inaccurate data, with that are basically both two different things. One that I said is inaccurately processing the data or might be processing an incorrect or inaccurate data, and can be both. Unauthorized access to data, which may result in destruction of data or improper changes to data. Possibility of IT professionals gaining access to privileges beyond those necessary and thereby breaking down segregation of duties. Segregation of duties, or SOD, is very much critical, especially when maker-checker concepts have to be adhered to. Just not a maker and checker, it is also role-based access granting mechanisms, or RBACs, which have to be reviewed while covering this step. Unauthorized changes to data in master files, which are a clear-cut breach of various compliances. Executing an IS audit also requires unauthorized changes to systems or programs, not just the data. Failure to make necessary changes to the systems or programs, inappropriate manual intervention, and potential loss of data or inability to access data are also mechanisms to refine the audit. Talking of testing the control design, or TOD, to assess the adequacy of design controls or design of controls, the following steps are performed. Observe, inspect, and review control approach. Test the design for completeness, relevance, timeliness, and measurability. Whether, first, if you have designed any control, whether that at the design level itself, is it relevant for the particular business process, the completeness and end-to-end visibility is being met by the control. There are no ways to bypass the control which has been designed. If we are leaving any way for the bypassing of the design at the design level itself, then it entirely beats the purpose of putting a control in place, which is very similar to what we observe in information security when you're talking about network packet inspection. If I have a network route available on the router which bypasses my IPS or firewall, then there is a cyber threat, which the attack which is happening can bypass all signature and non-signature based threats and can directly consume my database, and there can be data theft. Similarly, while doing a process review also, there are various controls, various checks and maker-checker concepts kind of checks, wherein a single authority cannot do an action and also approve himself. Such kind of checks must be adhered to for all business processes, and there should be not a single process which is bypassing this control. Inquire whether or confirm the responsibilities for control practices and overall accountability have been assigned while doing the test of control design. To assess the adequacy of design controls, test whether the accountability and responsibilities are understood and accepted by the particular staff. Also verify that the right skills and necessary resources are made available while testing the control design. Inquire through interviews with key staff whether they understand the control mechanism, its purpose, and the effectiveness of the same. Basically, when we are testing the outcome of the control objectives, it is to basically test the effectiveness of the control. An auditor needs to look for direct and indirect evidences of the control's impact on the process outputs. Every control would also mean that is an implication of direct and indirect substantiation of measurable contribution of the control to the IT processes, IT goals, and activity goals. Sufficient evidence. Evidence can be considered sufficient if it supports all material questions in audit objective and the scope of the audit. Evidence should be objective and sufficient to enable a qualified independent party to re-perform tests and obtain the same results. As I said, the evidence should be very well time-stamped and should be preserved at a very secure location. They should never be tampered with, and there should be an audit trail of the selected evidences with the auditors. The evidence should be commensurate with the materiality of an item and risks involved with a particular item. Appropriate evidence includes procedures as performed by the IS auditor and can be snapshots of the various phases which the IS auditor has conducted. Results of procedures performed by the IS auditor, the source documents, records, corroborating information used to support the audit findings, and finding and results of the audit. Reliable evidence. Evidence becomes more reliable when it is written, when it is in written form and not oral expressions. We should always have a final email. If we are discovering certain gaps, it should be formulated and should be taken in writing over emails from the auditee and must be reported as an evidence. It should be always borne in mind that audit is basically a report which will stand its legal value, and hence it should be very well time stamped, and there should be a legal procedures if involved must be ensured. There should be such evidences make more reliable when they are obtained from independent sources and have the independence reality on them. Obtained by IAS auditors rather than from the organization being audited. The evidence auditors basically should obtain such auditors such evidences by themselves. And there should be reliable evidence gets more reliable if it is certified by a third party which is independent of the organization. Documentation and potential uses. Demonstration of the extent to which the auditor has complied with professional standards related to IAS auditing is a very good documentation process. The documentation also assists the auditors in planning, performance and reviewing their activity. The facilitation of third-party reviews, evaluation of auditors' quality assurance program can also be done if we are having proper documentation in place. Documentation as a potential use case in supporting circumstances such as insurance claims, fraud cases and lawsuits. As I said, having just the oral assurance is of no use while we are auditing, and hence everything must be in written and well documented. Assistance to professional development of the staff is also very well required. Documentation should include plan, audit scope and objectives, audit steps performed, audit evidence which is gathered, collected over time, audit findings, the conclusions, recommendations, management responses, management is adhering to certain timelines should also be included with respect to the audit findings. Reports issued as a result of the audit work, be it draft report or the final audit report, should also be very well documented. Organization's response to the recommendations along with timelines which the organization will adhere to so that a re-audit can be done must be included in a documentation manner. And a supervisory review or the quality check review performed by the senior auditors for the audit report should also be very well documented. Conclusion on tests performed. IAS auditors should evaluate conclusions drawn as basis for forming an opinion on the audit. The conclusions which an IAS auditor is deriving from the audit reports is very well necessary and very much required by the senior management and board of directors when they are reviewing the audit reports. Being as an independent director or sitting on the board of directors, I would never want to read the entire audit report to get the idea or the sense of how or well structured or what is basically the sense of the conclusion which the IAS auditor is deriving. Hence, senior management would ask independent auditors for their reviews and their conclusions. Such conclusions should be sustained by evidences very well collected and documented. They should not be based on hypothetical scenarios and oral interviews. The IAS audit team may be required to provide and maintain evidences in respect to such observations which are reported by them to senior management, regulators and other board of directors. If audit evidence indicates that irregularities could have occurred, IAS auditors should recommend the management on matters that require detailed investigation. Also, for a conclusion on the test performs, should decide whether the scope of IAS audit was sufficient to draw reasonable conclusions on which to base the audit opinion. If for a reason the scope of IAS audit was not sufficient and there are certain things which were left out of the scope, then the auditors should be putting the same on a documented level and should recommend their audit consensus based on limited availability and limited scope of the audit which they have performed. Perform audit procedures designed to obtain sufficient and appropriate audit evidences. prepare an audit summary memorandum documenting findings and conclusions on important issues, including judgments made by an IAS audit. IAS auditors should also obtain appropriate representation from the organization's management. In case they are not able to do so, they should also base their consensus and conclusions based on who all representation of the organization's management have been talked to and what would be their opinion on. Prepare a report appropriate to circumstances and in conformity with applicable professional standards, regulatory guidelines, and legal requirements. IAS audit also should communicate as necessary with audit committee or senior management. While executing IAS audit, it is also replicatory of the auditors to maintain effective controls over processing and distribution of reports relating to the IAS audit. Audit accelerators. Since IAS audit budgets can be difficult to estimate and manage, auditors consider using testing accelerators. Testing accelerators are also basically tools and techniques that help support procedures that the IAS auditors will be performing to help increase its efficiency and effectiveness, and also derive independence of the same. Auditors can use accelerator to do the same audit in less time, in a very stringent timelines, or to do more detailed audit procedures in the same amount of time. Audit accelerator tools cost money. The audit team should consider the benefits of such tools outweigh the costs which they are borne. IAS auditors will need to be trained on the new tools. It is uncommon, not a common tool that sits and used by internal audit department. The tool will need support, patch management, and upgrades. Depending on the quality, it may require a standalone server too for the proper execution and periodic reviews. Audit accelerator types are audit facilitators, tools that help to support the overall management of an audit. These include e-work papers, project management software, project management office softwares, flow charts, softwares, open issue tracking softwares, etc. Then there are testing accelerators, tools that automate the performance of audit tests. Testing accelerators can automate time-consuming audit tasks such as reviewing large population of data, and also using a tool to perform audit procedures help establish the consistency. While doing manual testing, the same repetitive and humongous task of finding irregularities reduces significantly while testing the same population by using automated testing accelerators. The examples could be various scripts which are run on databases to understand any discrepancies in database administrators' work. There could be also scripts which can be run on operating systems, which could definitely give us the benchmark standards which have been set by security and the actual updates and patches which have been done by the IT team on these servers. These are a few examples of using testing accelerators. If, for example, we are testing 1,000 servers for the base patch level and base security patches have been deployed or not, and this has to be done manually, it would require a lot of efforts and a lot of time consumption of the auditors. Whereas running a tool for running a script on all these servers and getting a result is a matter of minutes. Data analysis software is also another tool which can be used as audit accelerators. These allow an auditor to perform robust statistical analysis of large data sets. This can also be used to support processes or operational audits. These also remediate or remove any human error which might be induced while dealing with huge data sets. One consideration when using data analysis tool is that it may be difficult to extract data from the original source. It is critical that audit procedures be performed to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the source data. If the data is accurate and completed and with the data hygiene is maintained, then such kind of software tools can speed up the work of analysis for few days to few hours. Security analysis tools. These are a broad set of tools that review large population of devices, users, and security exposures. The different types of security analysis tools can be generally be categorized as network analysis tools, hacking tools, application security analysis tools. Network analysis tools These are basically software programs that can run on network and gather information about it. IaaS auditors can use these tools for a variety of audit procedures, such as verifying the accuracy of network diagrams by mapping the corporate network, identifying key network devices that may warrant additional audit attention, and gathering information about what traffic is permitted across a network. There are various network analysis tools like Nmap, Netcat, Nikto, which basically keep on, these are basically freewares of the tools. Also, there exist the enterprise-grade commercialized products and tools like of Tenable, which kind of scan the entire network and scan the entire operating systems and do the OS fingerprinting on a very timely basis, and scheduled jobs can be run on them, and the entire process of analysis of network increases and efficiency increases of the auditors if they use such tools. It is also used, the report which is used, which will be drawn from such network analysis tools can be directly appended to the audit findings, and it is very easy evidence because the timestamps and automated reports which are generated from tools can never be tampered with. Hacking tools. Most technologies have a number of standards vulnerabilities, such as existence of default IDs, passwords, default settings when the technology is installed out of the box. Hacking tools provide for an automated method of checking for these. Such tools can be targeted against firewalls, servers, networks, and operating systems, and also applications. Hacking tools, something like Burpsuit or OAPS, Zap Proxy, are some of the freeware, openware grade systems. Whereas there are enterprise commercial licenses of IBM AppScan, HP system scans, and other such tools which exist to keep on scanning application-related vulnerabilities, application-related flaws. These basically form and report based on the international standards and NIST guidelines, and might be not specific to the cases of the organization. However, the reports which such hacking tools will give might contain few false positives, which have to be thought through, and the information security team's assistance might be required by the auditors in case they are using such tools. Application security analysis tools. If an organization is using large integrated business applications, key internal controls are highly security dependent. Application level security must be well designed and built in conjunction with the application processes and controls. Application security is also a key part of the overall security analysis, and uses AppScan or WebScan type of tools to basically understand if any OAPS top 10 vulnerabilities like SQL injection exist in any application. In nowadays scenario, especially in the security, we do not see that a hacker is using primitive ways to hack into the network by using network packet injections. Rather than that, they rely mostly on application level vulnerabilities and gaps to exploit and do data theft at a much larger scale. Such type of application level vulnerabilities pose a very huge threat for the information security domain. Computer assisted audit techniques, or CAATs. IaaS auditors can use an appropriate combination of manual techniques and CAATs. IaaS audit function needs to enhance the use of CAATs, particularly for critical functions or processes having financial, regulatory, and legal implications. The extent to which the computer-assisted audit tools or techniques can be used will depend on the factors such as efficiency and effectiveness of the tool or techniques over manual techniques, the time constraints, integrity of the information systems, IT environment and IT ecosystem of the organization, and the level of audit risk which the organization is going to bear. CAAT uses. The testing, transaction and balances, such as recalculating interest, is very, very fast. Analytical review procedures, such as identifying inconsistencies or significant fluctuations, can be very well reported. Compliance testing of general controls, IT general controls, non-IT general controls, sampling programs to extract data for audit testing is also a particular use case of CAATs. CITs is also used for compliance testing of application controls, such as testing functioning of programmed control, recalculating entries performed by the accounting systems, and do penetration testing. Continuous auditing. Continuous auditing is a method used to perform control and risk assessment automatically on a frequent basis using technology, which is the key to enabling such an approach. Continuous auditing changes the audit paradigm from periodic reviews of sample of transactions to ongoing audit. Testing 100% of transactions is much better than just testing 30 or 40%. It has become an integral part of modern auditing at many levels, and it is a part of the continuous life cycle of audit which has been pushed by the internal audit teams. IS auditors can use the work of experts on an audit. Following standards test the reliability of the work of an expert. An expert could be an IS auditor from an external auditing firm, a management consultant, an IT domain expert, or an expert in the area of audit. IS auditors should assess, review, and evaluate work of experts and then conclude the extent of the use and the reliance on such experts. IS auditors can use the work of experts on audit, especially if the IS auditors want to determine and conclude whether the work of experts is adequate and competent to enable them to conclude on the current audit objectives. Reporting and follow-up. Key activities of the reporting are drafting an audit summary and memorandum, discussing the findings with the management, finalizing and submitting the reports, reviewing the actions taken report, undertaking follow-up procedures, and archiving documents. Drafting audit summary and memorandum is a key step wherein the auditors would understand as to what the final report would structure and would look like. Discussing the findings with the management gives the management a sense of what draft findings the auditors has discovered and which finding has to be prioritized. Management can go back to their table, think through as to which audit findings they need to address first depending upon the criticality of the business and the criticality of the audit finding. If the audit finding has regulatory implications or legal implications, then they should be prioritized first. Finalizing and submitting reports. Once the management has prioritized the closure or the recommendations have to be implemented in a phase-wise manner and which timeline, which particular audit findings they will be closing first and second and third, so on, then the auditors must get this information from the management and then finalize the report and subsequently submit these reports to the senior management or regulators or whatever or whosoever is on the senior board member list. Reviewing the actions taken report, the ATR, is a very critical step. Once the audit report has been submitted to senior management, the execution management and the IT management and security management would basically start implementing the recommendations as recommended by the IS auditor. Once IS auditor's report recommendations have been remediated and have been taken into action, then they should undertake the follow-up procedures to again follow up and do another check. All the documents which have been done, right from the work papers, right draft audit summary, finding management, timelines, reportings, and the final reports must be very well archived for futuristic usage and also maintain an audit trail of the entire process. Audit summary and memorandum. An IS auditor should review control procedures, conclude and report on design and operating effectiveness of the control procedures based on the identified criteria and the scope of the audit. The conclusion for an audit is expressed as a positive expression of opinion and provides a high level of assurance. The audit report should always include, should always have a positive level of expressions while putting through their opinion. Any negative remark must be made sure is also incorporated, but in a very positive sense. The conclusion for a review is expressed as a statement of negative assurance and provides only a moderate level of assurance. Discuss findings with the management. Organization's management is responsible for deciding the appropriate action to be taken in response to the reported observations and the recommendations made by the auditor. IS auditors are responsible for assessing such management actions for appropriateness and timely resolution of the matters reported as observations and recommendations. Follow-up procedures are the recording of the time frame within which the management should respond to agreed upon recommendations implement the gaps and recover whatever the findings or gaps are there to basically remediate all of them. An evaluation of management response must also be done. A verification of the response, if thought appropriate, can also be taken up while doing the follow-up procedures. Follow-up work, which is required to do retesting or redesigning the scope, is also, if thought is appropriate, can also be taken up during follow-up procedures. A communications procedure that escalates outstanding and unsatisfactory responses and actions which have not been taken or in the ATR must be reported back to the appropriate level of management, senior management, and board of directors. An automated tracking system that can assist in carrying out follow-up activities should also be thought through to reduce the time gaps and increase the efficiency of the auditors. Update audit summary, memorandum, inclusions. The conclusion about specific risk must be included. Conclusions regarding appropriateness of the going concern assumption and effect on financial statements should all be also included. Conclusion, reason evaluation of misstatements, including disclosure deficiency, has to be included in the updated summary. Conclusion of whether the audit procedures performed and the audit evidence obtained were appropriate and consistent to support the audit conclusions. Archival of documents, or as the policy statement, ensures the integrity of data, defines inappropriate access rights, decides on the appropriate archiving media which is being used to archive the documents, and ensures ease of recovery and audit trails. Quality review of IS audit. Quality review emphasizes on the quality of work of IS auditors while performing duties as an auditor. Maintaining highest level of integrity is a key aspect. Appropriate levels in IS audit function are recommended to assess audit quality by reviewing documentation, ensuring appropriate supervision of IS audit members, and assessing whether IS audit members have taken due care while performing their duties. This brings efficiency, control, and improve the quality of the IS audit. IS audit quality checks or the quality recommendations must be followed very diligently by the IS auditors. The documentation levels, the documentation related gaps of as found in the quality checks must be remediated and should be included as a part of template for going ahead for further audits. The quality review acts as a feedback mechanism to improve the IS audit, enhance the audit performance, and give the right visibility of the quality checks to the auditor's work. Thank you.